Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Alan, a big decision coming down from a New York State Supreme Court justice today on the case with the Kensington Expressway. Feel free to give us the details in terms of that decision.
Well, what happened was that Judge Koliakovo from the Supreme Court of New York State has decided that the Department of Transportation did not do their homework, did not do the proper studies, and as a result, he has put a halt to any construction idea of the toxic tunnel, the $1.5 billion toxic tunnel that was planned for the east side of Buffalo. So things are at a halt. And now we're going to regroup, and we are hoping that there will be some true community involvement in what is to be done with that area.
How long do you anticipate that the state could come up with a suitable environmental impact statement and also comply with the SEAKER Act in order to fulfill their obligations to the community with this project specifically?
That's a very tough question, and one of the reasons it's difficult to answer it is that it is not a transparent process. What happens is a lot of things will be going on in Albany offices that will not involve the community. We will not see how quickly it moves along, and that is assuming that the DOT will be the lead agency. I can say that at this point, we don't believe the Department of Transportation is capable with a community-friendly plan, and we are hoping that city leaders now get involved so that the city's perspective can come along and help the residents of the city that are affected by what is going on here.
I know that the decision is pretty fresh, but I mean, what are some of the thoughts from the people that you represent and the reaction to the decision today?
The people in the community who really organized this opposition to the DOT plan when it came out, these people have always been concerned about the health effects of that expressway on the east side. This is one of the things that the judge heard. His decision focuses in part upon the emissions and the problems that have arisen from having an expressway through a densely populated area. He says in his decision that this community has suffered enough, that it is time for a real study to be done. And that's what we're looking for. And we think the city really should be involved in this process going forward.
And I know that you made mention that kind of going forward while the state figures out their own aspect, the Eastside Parkways Coalition will then go forward with trying to come up with a proper solution with the Kensington Expressway. What does that entail? And sort of maybe what are some of the things that maybe we could see announced from the Parkways Coalition as time kind of goes on here?
Well, what the Eastside Parkways Coalition is calling for is an in-depth study into this area, which suffers some of the most horrendous rates of respiratory and cardiovascular illness expectancy. And in the form of the Eastside Parkways Coalition, would like to see a proper study done of these health effects and what has happened. Going forward, we would like to come up with a solution that entail having 75,000 cars a day go through a disadvantaged and very densely populated area. That's what I see the Eastside Parkways Coalition doing. They want to be in the room when these decisions are made. They want a transparent process, but they want the health concerns of the community to be heard and recognized.
Very good, Alan. Anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
The judge looked at this very, very carefully, and his decision will stand up under any scrutiny based upon the record in front of him. He saw that this is a suffering community that needs to be addressed, and we look forward to working with the authorities that ultimately make the decision.